Welcome to the IT Rant.
Welcome to the IT Rant number 7, following our mobile podcast, the last one. This time we're into number 7, recorded at home on the evening of the 28th of September. We'll start with some music from around the world.
Voglio cannelloni per me, sì per me. Un pochino te ne darò, sì per te. Triste la tua dieta, quasi tutto esclude. Quanti sacrifici. Dopo moscherini per me, sì per me. No, per lei davvero che lei proprio non può. Forse può bene una carota ed un po' di riso in bianco, ma rigorosamente senza burro e senza sale. Ora un po' di torta per me, sì per me. A lei porti un tazzone di carcane. Triste la tua dieta al ristorante, mentre mangio come un elefante. Tu hai finto di niente. Triste la tua dieta, quasi tutto esclude. Quanti benefici però. Porti pure due caffè, quelli sì. Ne può bere amari finché vuole. Per mandar giù la carota e il riso, quello senza burro e senza sale, e senza un poco di allegria. Triste la tua dieta al ristorante, mentre mangio come un elefante, tu fai finta di niente. Senza un poco di allegria, quella dopo a casa mia. Triste la tua dieta al ristorante, mentre mangio come un elefante, tu fai finta di niente. Senza un poco di allegria, quella dopo a casa mia, quella dopo a casa mia.
I guess, first of all, I've got to apologise that there haven't been any podcasts on our school Kevin Forrest podcast site. We've been so busy doing the normal schoolwork over the last week, we don't seem to have had any chance. Not the pupils' fault. They've been nagging me that we should have been doing something for quite a long time. So we'll have to see if we get up to anything tomorrow, Friday the 29th. If not, it looks like it might be next week. On the front with IT in school, we've had some quite useful things happen over the last couple of days. We heard on Wednesday that one of our local IT consultants is going to come up and run some workshops, mainly working on PowerPoint presentations, but also looking into creative media. So have a slight plan to hijack that and do some work on digital video with them or with the kids. And linked to that, a bit of good news, I hope, this week. I'd put in a request to Friends of the School, which is like our parent teachers association, for enough money to purchase an Apple iMac laptop. Because I want to try and use GarageBand, and I want to try and use iMovie and iPhoto, but I've never had the chance, so jumped straight in and decided let's ask for the money. So they had a meeting again yesterday where I believe my letter came up, and I think I had approval, but I wait to see what happens when I get the letter through. I'm sure as soon as I do get the letter through, I shall be straight on the phone to the local Apple supplier to see if I can get the iMac ordered and get it in as soon as possible. I can't wait to start doing some stuff with year four, so I plan to do some podcasting with. There's some of my pupils that podcasted last year when they were in year three. And I want to start up digital video with our year five group. I've already got a year six group that are working on Making the News, which is an Open University site. So busy times ahead. We'll have another piece of music there. Travelling the world from Italy to Mexico. On the blogging front, the blog site, which is at http://drag.goch.com, had some interesting traffic lately. As I told you, I think before, I mentioned, I commented on David Warlick's site, trying to drum up some interest around the UK, and I had quite a few messages back, which were quite nice. Had a message back from an assistant head teacher up in England saying, great, I'm trying to do some of the same sort of stuff, let me know what's going on. I had another one from Ewan, that's Ewan McIntosh, who runs a lot of the stuff up in Scotland for podcasting and blogging, and also he's got an interest in Flickr and digital video, I know, as well, and a very, very interesting guy. And he said, if you can't find anything down with you, why not come and join us? So I think I said on the blog I might have to become an honorary Scot, which for a Welshman might be a bit difficult. I also had a comment which I understand from Terry Friedman, another prolific blogger and educationist from the UK, whose comment was, make haste slowly. When I read the link that he'd given me, which is very clear and puts out the clear case saying that we have to justify what we're doing educationally, we can't just grab the technology and use it without actually having a means of justifying what we're doing and actually measuring it against what would happen if we didn't do any Web 2.0 work with the kids. I can understand, I can see his point fully. I still would like to move faster, I still would like to have lots of other things to be going on. And then on the other hand, I also see that educators within a school have so many other calls on their time that my enthusiasm can't be their enthusiasm. But as I said, I did have at least 12 colleagues come to a digital video after school course that I did a week or so ago, and I'm hoping that next week, if I can drum up the interest, I'm going to actually introduce them to Audacity and show them what they could do with podcasting, having downloaded Audacity onto about 15 PCs with some hard work. Not networked, but just one PC at a time. It was interesting, and we'll see how that goes with them next week. And I'll keep you posted, as they say. I may be mobile blog about that one on the way home if I've had a good day or a bad day. We'll have another piece of music now.
Drop me off in glory. Gotta love them musty green. In this city called New Orleans. If you're not from New Orleans, let me hear you scream. Hope you're feeling much better now, like my homies feel. When you're feeling down and out, and you feel there's no way out, you get dropped off. New Orleans, man.
Just to let you know, I guess we've travelled the globe, gone to New Orleans from Mexico via Italy, or Italy via Mexico. I'll keep you posted on all the developments with you and Macintosh, and see if any other things come up from projects that are going on around the world. And I'll keep you posted. I'll put any contacts and things that I think would be useful for people to have a look at. There's some very interesting stuff going on, and especially looking forward to this K-12 online that starts in October. In addition to that, something that's happening in the UK that I wouldn't mind some information on from people is in November there's a podcasting festival in Smithfield in London. It's a bit expensive, it's £41. I think it includes lunch as well. Better be a good lunch for that. And I guess it'll be a good chance to go and meet podcasters from a variety of areas. I guess there'll be some educators there, some teachers. But if there's anybody out there that knows any more about it, I wouldn't mind them dropping me a mail or a voicemail or something to let me know what's happening and what it was like last year. It seems, again, at the beginning, fairly modest. They would, I think they're going for 200 entries of people visiting this time. But I'd be interested if anybody's got any ideas. Other than that, keep listening, and we'll see how we go, and I'll probably play out with a bit of music that I've used in other podcasts. So that's probably it from a wet, wild and windy Wales on the evening of the 28th of September at roughly 10 p.m. Okay, bye now.
Thank you.
This podcast is produced in Wales, lovely boy. Nos vaitha, good night. And here's a message from our sponsor.